the power.
In the power of your name.
And right now, today, we make a choice.
We make a choice
to voice our opinion.
Your name.
We proclaim your dominion. Yesterday, today, and forever the same. In the power of your name.
Oh, good morning. Hey, it's that time again. Yes, it is. It's Spirit Awareness with the Apostles. I pray you're having a blessed morning. I pray that all is wonderful with you on this beautiful Lord day. We're excited to be here this morning. Listen, I need you to call your neighbor, your friend, your enemy. You text them. I don't know how you do it this morning. However you have a relationship with them. And let them know the Apostles are on. We want to bless your life this morning. Excited about what God is manifesting and what he is about to say. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Spirit Awareness, brought to you by Transformation Center International. 1111 Hazel is where we're located. We're there every Sunday morning. That's right at 9 a.m. for Epic Move of God. And we would love to have you to be with us this morning. I want to invite you in. Whether you're looking for an early service or you just want to come in and get one before you head to your service or whatever the case may be, we would love to have you be with us and experience what God is manifesting in the house. And then we're there again on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for School of Higher Learning. You know it as Bible Study, and where we have ministry, youth ministry, as well as our adult ministry on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. That's on Wednesday. Again, we're there at 7 on Wednesday and 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. And we are directly across the street from Buy and Save off state line. Often asked, you know, how you get to you. Well, we right on that corner. You can't miss us. And you look directly across the street. We would love to have you to be there. Well, shout outs to all of the surrounding areas, man. The Louisville Stamps, Magnolia, Garland, man, all of you guys in that area. We was there this weekend. Yeah, we got a chance to experience Garland again. We love you guys, man. Thank God for all of you. We pray that you're having a blessed day. Those that are working the late shift in that area, I pray that you had a great day as you mosey out of there and head to your house or your different destinations. And thank you again for tuning in, and pray that we continue to be an inspiration to you, to those in the Texarkana, Texas, and Arkansas, and Atlanta, New Boston, Hooks, man, Ashdown. We love you guys, man. DeKalb. Again, we just say it every week because you guys are always listening to us, and you know, you let us know you are, and we just want you to know we appreciate it. We couldn't do this without you because you have to have listeners to make it worth the effort and the time we put in to do this. And so, you know, we say that because we just appreciate having listeners take care of us and you know, experience what we're doing too. Those that are in the Tefford unit there, as well as the Arkansas and the Bi-State, man, we pray that God has kept you. And it's been a good week for you, and that you are maintaining your sanity, as well as keeping yourself connected to him. And always remember, as we always say here on this opportunity, that they can lock your body up, but they cannot lock your mind. Keep your mind free, your spirit free, connected to him, and God will take care of you as you walk through these challenges that have entered into your life. To our international listeners, God bless you, man. We excited for you. Thank God for you. Pray that you're doing well there in the motherland, all of those different areas in the motherland, man. To those that are in the UK, man, and we just want you to know we love you. We're looking forward to some great things and all that's going to take place. Say hello to Nigeria, Malawi, man, Ghana, man. We excited for you. Just got to sharing with those that are in Ghana this morning again. We always get an opportunity, so we know you guys are listening. So we want to say thank you. much for being a part of what God is doing, praying that God will cover your nation as you embark upon this new transition, what's taking place this year of transition there in all of those different countries, elections and all that stuff. And we pray for the United States as we go through this, some of the same transition through picking new leadership and all the challenges that we're about to face. But we pray that God will cover our earth as the sons of God get in place. So we thank God for you this morning. Listen, I'm ready to go. I want to thank God for all of you. I am live this morning, 903-794-1047. We'll continue to pray for all of those that are sick this morning, that are in catching a healing, as Apostle Tina often say. We want to pray for all of those. There's so many on our list, and I'm sure you have people in your circle, your life, that would need prayer. Things are happening, so we want to continue to pray, and we want to bombard heaven as God cover us as we do the things and do the assignment and do the kingdom business in this earth. To all of the leaders and pastors and shepherds and different ones that will enter the pulpit or will lead somebody this morning, or give somebody a word of encouragement, I pray for your strength this morning as you are on your way preparing to deliver what God has given you, as you give it to these mighty sons, these mighty people of God there, and spirits that God put in the earth and under your care, under your watch, that you will feed them and that they will have knowledge and understanding and lead there in courage, in power, and that you will have strength. Please pray for your leaders in whatever capacity that is, because you never know the pressure, the decision, the things that the leader have to encounter, just like you. And I'm not on leadership this morning. I just thought I'd share that. They have difficult and different things in their life, but they still have responsibility to carry out. So they need your prayer. They need your strength too. And so we want to pray for all our leaders, all of those that will, especially those that will mount the pulpit and mount whatever area you're in and share this morning. We God bless you. We love you guys, man. We're praying for all of you, and we pray the covenant of God on your life. I am live. I'm riding solo this morning. So you can give me a call, 903-794-1047, to all of those that would like to talk to the apostle. And you often tell me that, man, you know, I'm listening. I won't call you. I won't call, but I don't. But just call me and cover up your voice if you don't want to know. Put something over the phone and something. I don't know. Call the apostle. If you're looking for prayer, you just want to talk to me this morning, or whatever you want to talk concerning the statements that I make or whatever. Again, that's 903-794-1047. We're going to get started. We're going to go in again, man. I can't say it enough. Let's pray for all those leaders this morning. I feel that heavy in my strength, in my spirit. As man, this morning I started my 4 o'clock prayer. And you know, we've had a time change, so some of y'all probably, you should be up, but man, you know, you shouldn't be behind. You shouldn't be late this morning for church. You know, with the time change, you should have been early if you didn't check that. If you didn't change your clock, you should have been early. So be early for service this morning. I do, just before I jump into this, as I said, I've been just want to pray for leaders, because leaders have such a big responsibility, especially those that are leadership from a 5-4 perspective that give that word. But I want to encourage you to go to somebody's church this morning. I know a lot of you rely on live streaming and that kind of thing, and that's good that you're doing something. But I want to encourage you to take your body, your church, into the building, and whatever choice that is, or whatever choice of sanctuary that you choose to go. So take your church, your body, into a building today, and make this month of March, this second Sunday in March, and start a new direction as you go into. So we want to pray. We want to pray that you make that decision this morning as you walk into that. I'm going to get ready to get started here. You know, I want to talk. It's amazing that I've been really well. Before I get started, I got a caller. That caller, good morning.
Good morning. This is Pastor Pittman. Just calling me to say good morning to you. Thank you for your prayers.
All right. Who was this again? I didn't catch that. You got a wind in the background.
Pastor Pittman.
Oh, what's going on, Doc?
Good morning to you, man. How you doing?
I'm great, man. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you for your prayers, man. We'll be this morning.
Yes, sir. Well, we pray that grace will be on fire as you manifest yourself up in there. God bless you, Pastor, man. Good to hear from you, brother.
All right, then. God bless you.
God bless you. All right. All right, y'all. We're going to go ahead. Thank you, Pastor Pittman. Again, I have really, I don't know. Yeah, I know why. I don't even mean to say I don't know why. But I really have a heaviness in my spirit for pastors and leaders and proclaimers of the gospel this morning, those that will feed, that will be shepherds and saviors in the house for those sheep this morning. That is been on me real. I woke up with it this morning. It was in my prayer time this morning, so I don't know. I don't know what that's all. Well, I do know what that's all about because there's always an opportunity. So this morning, I want to say to all of you that's listening, I want to talk about something. I think I started this a few weeks ago, and I know I started this back in January at our church, and I want to, I've kind of took on that theme, or part of the theme for our year for 5784, the year of open door, but I've took it on this theme, talking about the year of satisfaction. And if you listen to me this morning, if you really been in your wonder, you now into the third month of the year, and you are really at a place where you're saying, man, I don't know. It looked like my year's going to start heading back down that road. Look like things are just beginning to challenge me. My spirit was excited to come into January. Now I'm look like it's tapering off. Things are starting to, you know, the challenges, here they come. The same old around the tree. It's going to be one of them kind of years. I want to encourage you today. If you know somebody maybe you are headed into depression or whatever the situation is, or you just dejected in your spirit, like, man, is this thing gonna turn around? Am I gonna have another one of those years where I'm gonna just have to fight my way through it, and I'm not going to I'll survive, you know, all those questions coming in your mind. But listen, I'm gonna give you a passage of scripture. I'm gonna talk about this being a year of satisfaction. I'm telling you, God will that will be satisfaction in your year this year if you trust the shepherd. If you trust the shepherd, you will have a year of satisfaction. I didn't say you wouldn't have a year of challenges. I didn't say you wouldn't have things to go on. But I promise you, you will find satisfaction in this year despite what will bring your challenge. The scripture I want to deal with this morning, and I'm telling you, I want to talk to even unbelievers. Those that says, you know what, man, I hear so much about this God. I'm listening on Facebook. I'm on social media. I'm kind of dejected. At one time, I believed there was a God. Now I don't really know what I believe. The more I listen to some of this negative stuff that people are saying and things are happening, I'm kind of confused. I'm in between. Or then you may say, I am a believer, but man, I've had so many. I wonder sometimes, have God forgotten about me, or if it's not real? Well, you know, I want to go back to a familiar scripture, a very familiar scripture. If you've been in any church, sanctuary, Sunday school, anything, any length of time, even you, if you're around my age, if you're anywhere from 50 on up, you probably even heard this in school, because that was before they took out all the prayers and statements in school. You probably heard the scripture. So at some point, or your grandma or somebody heard it, you heard this scripture, Psalms 23, and we overlook it a whole lot. But it's been one of my theme scripture for the year of satisfaction, that God would bring satisfaction to our life. Psalm 23, I'm only going to read three verses. The Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need. I'm reading New Living Translation. The Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need. Are you listening to me? You're listening to me. That person that's despondent, that person that's ready to give up, that person that don't know what to do, don't know what they believe, don't know where I'm at, or I know what I believe, but I know I'm in a bad place, and I don't know if I can come out. Yeah, I had a little relief here and there, but I'm back here it comes again. I see it around the corner. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything that I need. I have everything that I need. You said, hey, man, I don't know what you talking about, but I'm missing a whole lot of stuff right now. You might have everything you need, but I don't have everything I need. I need my mortgage note. I need my relationship messed up. I lost my loved one. My job is playing out. You could go on and on and on and name the list, whatever position you in right now. And you could say, man, so I don't have everything I need. Yes, you do. You just don't know it. The first thing is you have to realize, or you must come to awareness and awakening, that God is your shepherd. You said, man, I hear you, but that God stuff you talking, I don't know. I don't understand that. I haven't. I don't know if he is. And what is a shepherd? Let me give you just a simple definition of a shepherd. Someone who watches over and look after or guide somebody. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's that King James Version that you probably heard in the Sunday school lesson. So what is a shepherd? Someone who watches and look after or guide somebody. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So if the Lord is my shepherd, meaning that you have everything you need, what? So him being your shepherd means he watches out for you. He cares for you. He guides you. He makes sure you're taken care of. He makes sure that you have the provision and everything in your life to overcome. He didn't say you wouldn't enter danger. He didn't say you wouldn't have difficulty. He said, but as you go through these things or you experience this stuff in your life, I'm going to guide you to them. I'm going to make sure that you are protected during those particular times. But you must believe and you must trust who I am in your life. Wow. So I'm saying to that person that said, well, I don't know who I am. I don't know who he is, if I really believe or whatever. So now listen. So in other words, now what I'm saying to you, then in order for him to guide you through the mysteries, through the maze, through the challenges that you are experiencing, then you must let him be your guide. So you must believe that he's your shepherd. Give him a chance to give you direction and guidance. Because when his spirit comes alive in you, and when it is awakening, because he is in you, you just don't know it. You need to become aware. You need to be awakened and bring to realization, have a transformation of your mind to know that he's there. And once he becomes alive in you, now you trust him and say, okay, well, I hear you, man of God. You talking all that trash, but you just don't know where I'm at. You don't understand. I don't know this God. Well, give him an opportunity. And for you that know him and have experienced him and have accepted him in your life, but you at this point in your life where there's so much coming at you, there's so many things that is making your life crowded or disrupted, let's go back to him having everything I need. By trusting him, he's going to guide you through it. He's going to give you the information. He's going to protect you. He's going to make sure. David was in trouble. Listen, this story comes from David, and some of you may know this story or don't. But as David was running for his life, as David was going through the wilderness and running from his life, they were seeking to kill him. The king was seeking to kill him. God gave him provision, took care of him, protected him, gave him the wisdom. And he compared it to the shepherd life because he was a shepherd of regular sheep, the animal sheep. The animal sheep have to have a shepherd to look out for them because of the life that they were designed to have. There are certain things about them. They have to have somebody to make sure that they get to steal water. They can't just go drinking any kind of water because of the wool on them. And they have to be led to where they can get some good grass and all this thing by being in the desert. So David understood all that protection that he gave as a shepherd to sheep. He said the Lord was his shepherd. So I'm saying to you, no matter where you are, no matter what's going on in your life, and I know you may be at that place where you say, man, this life is I just don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to turn. I'm confused. But I know I was going to church. Yeah, I'm here. I was going to church. Matter of fact, I was pretty active, and you know, and maybe you still active. But man, the pressure of life itself, the challenges of life itself, got me at a place that I wondered, do God still do He care about me? If you're still breathing, and you're still walking through it, and haven't taken you out, you know He does. And you're still here. And what's happening is some of us are maneuvering our way through these challenges, through these things that are taking place in our life, and we don't even really know that He's the one that's guiding us. He's looking out for us when we don't even recognize it. We haven't even honored Him to the point where we asked Him to guide us through it, or we even talked to Him about it. But He's giving you the wisdom. He's giving you the knowledge how to get through it. That spirit on the inside of you, that DNA of Him inside of you, because He cares about you, and He wants you to trust Him, and He said, I'm not going to let you be destroyed. I'm not going to let you be destroyed. He said, I'm going to take you through this journey. I'm going to give you answers, but you gotta believe and you gotta trust me. And somebody says to me right now, you know, and why are you going this direction, Apostle? Because I talk to so many people off and on in these past weeks, you know, and I listen to on social media and everywhere, people's really confused about what I believe and who I am and why I'm here and is there a God and all this. Listen, so how do I talk to Him, Apostle? How do I know He'll come? Listen, you don't have to have no brilliant language, and I usually, this is awareness, and I know that's what we usually talk about, try to get deep in, but I want to get you down right where you can grab it today. Again, I'm live, 903-794-1047. Let me tell you something. You don't have to have no major prayer language and all the right words. You know, you talk to Him like you're talking to me, like you're talking to your parents, like you're talking to your friend. Say, God, now, you know, I heard this man say, you could be my shepherd, and you could guide me, and you would take care of me, and you have everything I need, and you would give it to me. How do I get that? So, Father, I want to know can you do this for me? Will you do this for me? Hey, you just talk to Him like that. Yeah, yeah. Somebody said, well, wait, no, you're being too common. Yeah, yeah, that's all you need. That's all you need. And then you invite Him to be your shepherd. You invite Him to be the Lord of your life. You may not be around any people that are spiritual enough to give you a bunch of spiritual advice right now, and you may be just sitting on your sofa right down the road, or you may be laying in your bed, and you may be at that point where, you know, just say, Father God, Jesus, whatever name, Yahweh, that I want to call you, I need you to be my shepherd. Look at you, y'all probably saying, now he getting too gone. I need you to be my shepherd. I want to know you like that man just said about you on the radio that I heard. And I want you to guide my life. I want you to come in and give me what I need to finish this world, this life, and experience you giving me everything I need to navigate life. It'll be that simple. And I promise you're going to be shocked. Try it. You're going to be shocked what's going to happen. Somebody said, well, ain't nothing happened to me. I'm still the same way. Now you trust Him. And now that you asked Him, you begin to find yourself connected somewhere with someone that already know who they are and believe that God is their shepherd. I'm talking about somebody truly. It may not be a church building. It may be a spiritual person you know that's connected. So they can guide you, help you from a scripture perspective, and can encourage you and tell you and help you with this walk till you get assurance in you that he is. And the last one I want to get, that third verse, he restores my soul. I want to talk to those that know him, that have experienced him, that have invited him in, but you've gotten really down in your in your soul, in your spirit, man. You know God is still there, but you really at a place in your life right now. You're really struggling. David said this, he had to be weary. David had to be weary being chased, especially after he had tried to do good to help somebody else and take care of other people, and now he's being chased to try to take his life. And so the third verse said, he don't only be my shepherd, he'll restore me when I'm weary, when I'm tired. The next verse starts with the word, he restores my soul. Oh, my soul, or in other words, my soul come back to me. Woo, Lord have mercy. You might ask, when was David's soul gone? Because he was there. David, he said, that is, he would, when he returned to himself. In the English, we might say, I feel myself again. Perhaps I'm recovering from a period of stress and illness. And Charlie, I feel good about myself. That's how he restored our soul. When we've been through, he'll give me, I feel that again. Let me ask you that next class of people right now that been through some challenges, been through some illness, been through some things, but you know who God is and you are recovering from that period. You need God to restore your soul. He will restore it. Just talk to him. You know how to talk to him, because said, Father, restore my soul, man. I mean, this thing have gotten me. I need to come back to myself. I need to be restored in my soul so I can get back to doing the kingdom and mandate that you have given for my life, so I can really advance and be savior for somebody else that don't know you. So I just need to get back to me. I just need to get my mind back in the right place. You may have been hurt. You may have been disappointed. You may have went through a divorce. You may have had, y'all call it church hate or disappointment or whatever the case. Said, Father, restore my soul. Restore my soul. My time is almost gone this morning, but I want to tell you something to both scenarios that I talked about. He is your shepherd, whether you believe he is or not. What you must do is give him an opportunity to be your shepherd. And those of you that already know that he's your shepherd, I talked to two categories this morning, and you've gotten weary, and the enemy has spoken things in your ear, and you've allowed yourself to need restoring. He will do that. Give him an opportunity. In both scenarios this morning, he is your shepherd. You have everything you need. Your spirit man, the DNA that God gave you in Genesis 1 and 26 is all that you need. You need to trust him, and he will take you through this maze. He will guide you. I did not at no point in this conversation say you wouldn't have difficult times, that you wouldn't have challenges and things wouldn't come. What I did tell you, that when they do come, you have a shepherd that has given you what you need, will guide you, protect you as you walk through the maze of life, as you walk through the challenges of life. He will give you the strength, and then you can smile and you can say, hey man, I overcame. A lot of times you came out when you thought it was all over, and you don't really realize what you've done to even come out. You just know you survived and you came out. That was him looking out for you, because he cares for you. His best interest is that you sustain, that you become what he meant for you to be, and he have all the interest in the world to protect you, because you is his interest. Oh Lord, you belongs to him. He created you with that purpose, and he has an assignment for you. And those of us and those of you that have overcome, that already know he's your shepherd, please become the savior in the earth for that. When you got enough to empower somebody else around you, make sure that you be the one that bring hope to those around you that don't have hope. Hey, listen, 9 o'clock, we'll be at Transformation. We'd love to have you. 1111 Hazel. We love you guys. Man, have a great week. You're going to make it. Remember, he's your shepherd. You got everything you need. Good day, y'all.